The computer industry received a big boost yesterday when the world's leading computer chip maker, Intel, reported record earnings for the most recent quarter. Intel makes the microprocessors that are the brains of most of the world's personal computers, so analysts watched the company carefully to see where the entire computer industry might be headed. NPR's John McChesney reports.
Intel reported earnings that rose 41% above earnings for the same period last year. Analysts had predicted that Intel's earnings would rise to $1.25 a share, but in fact, the company came in with a startling $1.48 a share. Strong sales of the company's Pentium chip have created these high figures. Intel also reported that third quarter orders exceeded shipments, which probably means that the crucial Christmas season will be a good one for PC sales. But recently, fear, uncertainty, and doubt have been the watchwords of this jittery business as sales dropped, and there were predictions that the industry had hit a demographic wall, that the 35% of American households that could afford PCs had already bought them. Nick Donatello, who runs a research company that tracks the PC industry, says he doesn't think the home computer market has been tapped out, but he says the industry will have to change to reach new consumers.
From what we see in our research, the PC penetration rate could be much higher than it is now. But to get there, the PC has to be different. It has to be a true entertainment medium. Now, a lot of people think it's going to be an entertainment medium, and there are lots of companies running around saying they're going to be media companies.
But Donatello says the computer industry still markets its machines primarily as productivity tools rather than entertainment devices. He says, though, that the entry of consumer electronic companies like Sony into the PC business may change that approach.
We're now going to have a company that has created brand names like Trinitron and Walkman going up against an industry that routinely refers to its products as clones.
In addition to using technical jargon to describe its products, the computer industry often emphasizes the horsepower of its devices, how fast the processor is, how many megabytes of memory the computer has, rather than what the computer will do to make life more interesting. Another weakness of the PC business, according to Donatello, is that the industry has painted itself into a corner by putting so much emphasis on the Christmas season.
They have made the PC business a seasonal business by putting all of their advertising and promotion, or the vast majority, into the fourth quarter. And of course, if you put the vast majority of your marketing resources into the fourth quarter, you will have a seasonal business.
Donatello and others believe that consumers will purchase PCs throughout the year if the computer companies would more evenly distribute their marketing dollars. As for Intel, it was remaining quiet about what it expects for the upcoming holiday season. The company said it would not provide its usual market projections because of the presence on the California ballot of Proposition 211, which Intel says would make the company subject to frivolous shareholder lawsuits. But the corporate market may prove to be just as important as the home market in the coming year. Microsoft has just introduced the new version of its corporate operating system, Windows NT, which will run on Intel's latest chip, the Pentium Pro. Many companies which have been holding off on new computer purchases until the new operating system arrived are now expected to start upgrading their systems. In San Francisco, I'm John McChesney.